there weren't any other spare seats. Oh, you don't mind? Great, thanks. So, did you come here to study too? Oh, right, of course. Yeah, it's a study booth. Duh. Sorry, it's a bit close in here, isn't it? You don't mind if I just... So, what courses are you on? Sorry, I hope you don't mind talking to me. I wouldn't want to distract you from your work. Sorry, I hope you don't mind. That's cool. I do psychology. What do you mean? What are you talking about? I'm not doing anything weird, am I? Sorry if I am. Yeah, that sounds like interesting stuff. We like get to look at mental illnesses and stuff. Like, did you know there are these people with like obsessive personalities, and sometimes they can like latch on to someone even if they've literally just met them. Crazy, right? And we get to look at serial killers as well. And like criminals, to kind of evaluate like why they did it, you know? I mean, it's dark, but it's like interesting, you know? Like, did you know there was this one? She was like from the 1800s or something, but she would just keep pretending that she was gonna marry these guys, and they'd come round to her house and like they'd just vanish. Oh, sorry, probably not the best thing to talk about with someone I've just met. You probably think I'm really weird now, don't you? I'm normal, I swear. So, what do you like doing in your spare time? Ooh, I play that too. I've got like 1,000 hours, not even kidding. Are you on Discord? I have my phone. Why do you keep saying that? I don't know what you mean. What am I doing that's weird? Apart from just generally being me. What? I am? Oh, yeah, I guess I am. Why am I doing what? Oh, wasn't I allowed to? Sorry, I just sort of assumed I could. Well... chess you like to play? Or like real life stuff, I guess. Do you like any real life stuff? Yeah, sounds fun. Or it probably is, at least. I don't know. Is it fun? Stop what? Stop blowing you? Why would I do that? Oh, really? You're gonna bust? Okay, I'll definitely stop then. What? Was that not stopping? Sorry, I always make that mistake. I'll definitely stop now. So, do you think I should get into it? Like, I'm not really sure it's my thing. I mean, I guess I could always do with more exercise. And it's free for students then. Yeah, maybe then. I don't think I'd want to go on my own, though. I'm pretty shy. It's true. I always get so nervous around strangers. I always feel like they're judging me or something. I know it's stupid. Like, I get so embarrassed around guys, I swear. Like, there was this one time I was with my boyfriend and... Yeah, that's right. I was with my boyfriend. But his friends are just, like, so... What? I mean, that's, like, a funny story, actually. I'd... have never met him if I hadn't... accidentally... walked into his changing room in a clothing store. I know. And he had forgot to lock the door. So he's like, there with his shirt off, just looking at me, kind of surprised. And I'm going completely red, you know? I'm just kind of frozen there, getting really stressed out and... I'm not sure what to do, you know, and so that's how we got talking. So, I was sucking him off in the changing room. We ended up finding out we had lots in common. What do you mean? Of course I was sucking his dick. I was alone with a guy, and I was really stressed out, too. I've always found it really comforting. I definitely wouldn't have had the confidence to start chatting with him if I hadn't. Oh, and he's such a great guy. I'm so glad I worked it out. Oh, you're funny. Of course I wrote him too. Like, duh. We were having a long conversation. protection? Why would I need that? You're so funny. So that's how I found out he was into anime and stuff, and we really... What's the problem? Don't you want to keep talking to me? I mean, obviously. If I'm talking to a guy, of course I'm gonna ride him after I've blown him. Why wouldn't I? It's not like anyone's gonna mind. You may as well. It's funny, because if I hadn't randomly met him, I'd probably never got a boyfriend. I've always been really shy, so I don't know how I would have managed it. I never really talked to strangers, by the way, but I feel really comfortable talking to you. I think there's just something about confined spaces like this. Either I completely clam up or end up really coming out of my shell. That's really weird, isn't it? I mean, I'm really glad I came in here and got talking to you. You seem like a really great guy. And I'm definitely really love to play some games with you sometime. It'd be great if I can get my boyfriend into it too. But he only likes single player games for some reason. This is some good exercise. Oh, don't think I'll need to go to the gym after all. Oh, fuck. That feels good. Talking to you is the best. Wait till I tell my boyfriend about this. He's gonna be so jealous of you. If you need to bust, just do it whenever, by the way. I'm gonna keep going until I finish, though. What? Yeah, I know I already made you come. Sorry. But I gotta be carried away. I always do stuff like that. Did I end up swallowing it too? Oh my god, what am I? Like, right? Sorry, when I'm sucking dick and I feel it spurting all in my mouth. Oh, it's like it just goes straight down. Sorry. Guess I was hungry. Guess I could skip lunch now, too. It tastes really nice, though. Oh, did you eat a lot of fruit? I give it a 7.9 out of 10. Well, sometimes his tastes really good. Sometimes it tastes exactly like butter. I know. Isn't that weird? So, I don't really know whose is better. Yours is really nice today, that's for sure. Oh, God. I've been trying to have some healthier breakfasts, but... Oh, God. I just love pancakes too freaking much. Definitely one of my favorite foods. But I think my top breakfast food would have to be... What? Don't ask silly questions. Of course you can come inside me. We don't want to make a mess, do we?
I know it feels best when you come inside. My boyfriend tells me that all the time. He's like constantly begging to cream by me. And then I'm always just like, why are you even asking? Just come inside my pussy already, all right? Creamers are the only way to finish a conversation. Oh, fuck. I bet you're getting really close now. Me too. What's the problem? Of course you're gonna cream by me. Pull out. You're hilarious. As if that's gonna happen. You know I'm not getting off until I've gotten my cream by. You gotta get in at least one a day, you know? Fuck. I'm gonna keep riding you until I come. Your dick's not wriggling out of this. Oh, God, no. You're gonna come straight up into me. You know it won't feel good otherwise. Oh, for either of us. You know, I'm really glad I met you. You're so good to talk to. Oh, I've really, really gotta do this again sometime. Oh, shit. Oh, that's really, oh, fuck, fuck. Oh, are you gonna do it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll definitely let you pull out. Oh, my God, yes, fucking do it. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. God, that was fun. So, are you gonna be here tomorrow? Of course, I'd love to chat anytime you want. Also, hit me up on Discord, okay? God, this is really gonna get my panties dirty. Well, may as well pull them up. Hope I don't leak on anything expensive. See you later, bestie.